There's a new class of blockbuster drugs. Drugs like Ozempic. They're changing bodies.
And all of a sudden, just the weight starts falling off.
Fortunes.
It just got too expensive.
They're just bank breakers.
And industries.
There was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of skepticism.
The impact of these drugs from business to health is just beginning.
From the Journal, Trillion Dollar Shot. Find it in the Journal feed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Kingpins, a podcast original. I'm Alastair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us in their own words what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today, we're taking a look at a quote from Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The once leader of the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, Guzman used his crime syndicate to sell billions of dollars worth of drugs. Always one step ahead of the police, Guzman escaped jail twice, bribed politicians, and shed the blood of allies and foes alike. In light of this, it's ironic that the notorious drug lord once said, "I know one day I will die. I hope it's of natural causes."
Guzman allegedly said this to actor Sean Penn during a secret interview for Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman supposedly wanted a Hollywood film to be written about his life.
It's not surprising Guzman believed his life was worthy of the big screen. After all, his rise in the world of narcotics has been nothing short of cinematic.
Guzman was introduced to the drug trade early. He was born in 1957 in La Tuna, a rural town in Mexico. Though his father claimed to be a simple farmer, it's widely believed that he grew opium poppies. By 1972, the 15-year-old Guzman was farming marijuana alongside his cousins. At only 5'6", his small stature earned him the nickname El Chapo, which is Mexican slang for shorty.
Guzman didn't let his ambitions mirror his size. In the late 1970s, he grabbed onto the opportunity to work for Miguel Ángel Félix Gallardo, widely known as the godfather of Mexico's first nationwide drug operation, the Guadalajara cartel. Félix put Guzman in charge of smuggling logistics.
The young Guzman proved himself to be a ruthless taskmaster. He went as far as murdering other employees if ever they were late with deliveries. This show of strength paid off in spades when Félix was arrested in 1989. The 32-year-old Guzman received a choice piece of the former drug lord's territory.
With his little slice of northwest Mexico secured, Guzman set up his own operation. Everything about the Sinaloa cartel was innovative and modern. He set up complex underground tunnels to ferry drugs across the border, earning him millions of dollars, and attention from officials in both the United States and Mexico.
In 1993, after the highly publicized death of a Catholic cardinal who was caught in a drug turf war, the 36-year-old Guzman was blamed. He was arrested in Guatemala and sentenced to 20 years in prison.
However, the entire time Guzman was in jail, he lived like a king, bribing guards so he could receive conjugal visits on command. Then, when he got bored in 2001, he broke out of prison. Legend states that he snuck out in a laundry cart. Journalists believe that he more likely just sauntered out, his path cleared by the many guards he bribed.
In 2009, 8 years after breaking out of jail, the Sinaloa cartel was doing better than ever. This led to 52-year-old Guzman landing on Forbes' list of the world's richest people. The magazine stated that he was personally worth $1 billion.
He didn't get there without a little brutality. To hold on to his empire, the drug lord is rumored to have personally tortured and murdered his rivals. And even though he was arrested again by Mexican Marines in 2014, the stone-cold killer escaped once more a little over a year later in July 2015.
As he got older, without ever facing real consequences for his crimes, his hubris increased. That's what led him to consent to an interview by Hollywood actor Sean Penn. It's rumored that his communications with Penn were traced by Mexican authorities, ultimately leading to his capture.
Guzman was extradited to the United States, where he faced charges of drug trafficking, intent to distribute, money laundering, and homicide. During the 11-week trial, even more disturbing revelations about Guzman surfaced. According to a BBC article, one witness told the court that Guzman had buried a man alive. Another told of a rival narco chief who refused to shake Guzman's hand and paid for it with his life. Court papers also accused him of raping girls as young as 13, calling them his vitamins.
Ultimately, Guzman was found guilty of 10 counts, including charges of narcotics trafficking. He was sentenced to life in prison. This means that Guzman likely will die of natural causes, just as he wished. Thanks for listening. This was our last daily episode, but we'll be back next Friday with another full-length episode.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.